If you don't offer value, you don't have a business at all. So you need to know the value that you're offering your customer. How do you make money from it? How do you ensure that the exchange of the product that you're giving out or the exchange of the service you're giving out actually brings you money and you don't just break even, can scale easily? If you need to move to another country, you're able to do that and implement the same business model. So think about how wide you want this business to go and the scalability of it and the scalability of the business model that you choose. Choosing the right business model is really one of the most important things and the most important decisions that you ever make for you and your business to ensure that you have growth, you've got revenue, and you've got long-term success. Welcome to Access Genie podcast with me, Ansela Nombe. We're officially halfway through our 8-week course on how to build and scale a business, especially if you live in Africa. We've covered a lot of incredible topics that are meant to help you. So if you haven't watched the first 3 lessons, do yourself a favor and go and watch them now, because we've covered how to find your passion, your purpose, and build a business around it. We've covered how you can create your competitor analysis and know exactly what they're doing and how to leverage that information for your own venture. We've also covered market research. If you don't do market research for your new business, your new product line, you will fail. And this week, we're also covering a must-know topic, which is how to choose the right business model for your business. A business model is essentially how you run your business, how do you serve your customers, and how do you make money, and most importantly, how do you ensure you make profit within your business? Because aslalila, we're not here for charity, we're here to make money. So let's get into it. A business model is how you make money, right? So you need to ask 3 important questions. One, who are your customers? And we really covered this extensively on our last episode when we're talking about market research. Who are your customers? Answer that. The second question that you need to answer is, what value do you offer the customers? If you don't offer value, you don't have a business at all. So you need to know the value that you're offering your customers. And the third thing is, how do you make money from it? How do you ensure that the exchange of the product that you're giving out or the exchange of the service you're giving out actually brings you money and you don't just break even, but you are profitable in the business? And if you get this wrong, your business will not survive. Even if your product is good and it's solving a big problem, if your planning, your business model, and your profitability isn't right, you will fail. I'm not being a doomsdayer. I'm here to teach you how to do it. Think about companies like WeWork, right? We saw them mushrooming across the continent very quickly. They were an office share company business, but they started growing extensively using a tech style, investor style of business model, and they started tanking because it didn't work with that particular industry. Yet you'll find companies like Netflix, right? They are a subscription-based sort of model, which works very well in comparison, for example, with companies like Blockbuster, which has stayed doing a DVD hire and relying on late fees to make their money. So business models also need to change with the market. They need to change with the economy. They need to move with the times. So something that could have been working 10 years ago might not work today. So you need to also be able to move with the times. So to ensure that you know which business model works for your business, we need to start a little bit at the back. I need to tell you about the different types of business models that are available that you can choose from. I'll go through 9 business models. The first one is the most commonly used business model, which is essentially a B2B business model. So essentially, it's a business that's selling its services or product to another business. For example, at my agency, right, Lincoln Media, we're a B2B business. We sell our public relations, social media, and marketing services to other businesses so that they can grow their businesses. Do you see it? That's a B2B business. This is really great. If you're thinking about starting a business, for example, in business consulting, HR, training, coaching, cybersecurity, IT, those are businesses that could fall under a B2B type of business model. And this business model is great because you know that there's a steady flow of income because you sign long-term contracts with your clients. You know you've got a 3-year contract, a 5-year contract. So there's some sort of stability, which is what you want as a business. However, the downside of this business model is the time frame it takes to actually sign a client. Sometimes you do meetings and meetings and meetings for months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months before you sign that particular client, which can actually be very frustrating for you and your business. But that's the most common used business model that we have in the world. The second business model is a subscription-based model. And we're really familiar with this kind of business model. Think about where you go to your gym, if you go to Virgin Active, if you have a Disney account, DSTV account, Netflix, etc. These are all subscription-based type of business models. You essentially, as a customer, pay upfront and you pay a recurring fee every month or every year, in some instances, even weekly, to get access to that product or to that service. So you pay Netflix 129 Rand or whatever it is every single month to get access to the movies and shows that you find on there. That's a subscription-based business model. This also has some positives and some negatives. The good thing about a subscription-based model is that it's really predictable because the payments are recurring, right? So you can sort of predict how much money you as a business will make every month. However, for our subscription-based model, there's also a downside because people can cancel anytime. You're busy thinking, oh, over the next 3 months, I'm going to make 100,000 rand. And then 50 people drop off. And all of a sudden, you've got 10,000 rand instead of 100,000 rand. So that's the downside of this model. Another downside is that sometimes it requires you to have great marketing and have a large pool of clients or customers to ensure that the business is not affected by anyone dropping out in between. Another business model is a transaction-based business model. A lot of banks, etc., use this kind of business. So essentially, you pay as you use the product. So for example, PayPal. You use PayPal, they take a transaction fee of 5% of whatever it is to make their money. So that's a transaction-based business model. There's a lot of companies that do this, from payment platforms like Stripe and PayPal, Western Union, etc., to ticketing platforms like Quicket, Eventbrite. They do all of that as well. Think even of Uber and Bolt. They all fall under a transaction-based business model. This also has its advantages and disadvantages. An advantage will be that you know that every time somebody uses your platform, you're actually able to earn money per use. But the disadvantage is also that you have to wait and only make money when somebody uses it. If people don't use the platform, you make zilch. Another business model you may want to consider is a marketplace-based business model. This is really connecting buyers and sellers. Think of platforms that connect buyers and sellers, and then they take commission on those sales. Think of Airbnb. It connects travelers with the hosts, and then Airbnb takes its commission. Another example of a marketplace like that is Amazon, eBay, Takealot, Uber Eats. All of those platforms only make their money by connecting a buyer and a seller. They themselves don't keep or have to keep any inventory. Airbnb doesn't need to own a single house, but they still make their money as commission. This also has its ups and downs. The big pro is that you know that you don't need to keep any inventory, right? You can start a business with absolutely nothing and let the buyers and the sellers run everything together. And then the downside, however, of this is that it becomes difficult to balance the supply and demand if you don't have control of ensuring that you've got supply on hand for the customers that you're gonna. And then another business model is one of the most common business models in the digital age, which is an e-commerce business model. This is essentially where Ancilla can start her own brand, create a website, and sell on that platform. Everyone these days is doing that, and it's really effective. One of the biggest advantages of this is that it's quick and easy to start. You just create a website and put your products, and you're able to start selling to your customers very, very quickly. The downside, however, of this is that there is a lot of shipping costs. You can incur a lot of storage costs, and competition in this place is very high because everyone can have a website and sell exactly the type of product that you're selling to exactly the type of customers that you're selling to. Another business model is one that I'm very familiar with from my background as a journalist. It's an advertising-based business model. Essentially here, a business only makes its money through advertising. For example, a news organization will give you all the news for free, and they make their money through the clicks by advertising, and advertisers pay for that space. That is an advertising-based business model. This also has pros and cons. One of the biggest pros is that it's free. It's really great for the user. And there's large companies that are willing to pay you to ensure that they can advertise their products to people who are coming onto your platform. The downside, however, of this is that you need millions of people on your platform for it to make sense to charge high prices to your advertisers. Think of platforms like Spotify, YouTube, even games like Candy Crush that I was once addicted to. You can access all of those for free. However, you'll see ads on those platforms, and that's how those companies make their money. Another business model you could consider is a usage-based business model. This is really when a customer only pays as they use that particular product or service. Think of companies like Amazon Web Services. Think of electric car charging stations, gyms that you only pay when you go to the gym. When you're not there, you don't get to pay at all. Think about digital marketing tools, for example, like Google Ads and Facebook Ads. All of those business models are considered usage-based business models. The advantage with this type of business model is that it's really good for scaling. You are able to be flexible, and it's really flexible for customers. So if a customer knows that they can come as they please, they are able to come to your platform only when they need to. However, that also has a downside, which is that you can't predict revenue because people come as they go, but it's really good for the customer, which is great. The eighth business model I want to talk to you about is a hard tech business model. This is a business that really sells products that are hard tech, and normally they're a mix between hardware and software. For example, Tesla would sell electric cars, and those electric cars integrate to their software over time. You could think of companies like the Ring doorbell, Apple and Samsung, Fitbit, you know, those watches that I'm wearing. All of this type of businesses are hard tech business model type of businesses that are mixing hardware and technology into one. And finally, the biotech business model. This is a business model that focuses on developing medical, pharmaceutical, or scientific solutions for clients. Think back to the COVID-19 pandemic. We saw a lot of rise of those businesses with companies like Moderna, for example, creating COVID-19 vaccines for us. Those companies fall under biotech. There's a lot of companies, for example, the 23andMe, Ancestry DNA, those companies all fall under biotech business model. The pros will be that they have a huge impact to the society at large because we're talking about people's livelihoods and information about what's happening within our borders. And you also really get long-term patents for this. You get big government contracts. So you actually make a lot of money in this space. The downside, however, of this is that it takes a lot of research and many, many years to develop any solution in this space. And it means that it's expensive. So you need to have the right financial backers behind you for you to be able to even bring the product to life. To help you choose the right business model, let's try and use a real life example. Throughout this course, we've been using a pet dental care brand as an example. This is a brand that would create products like toothbrushes, toothpaste, dental chews, and dental powders, and they sell to pet owners around Africa. So there are only three sort of business models that could work for this type of business. Number one will be an e-commerce business model. Here, I'll take the products, send them to Takealot and Amazon, and just sell on there. That's easy, right? No stress and cheaper to start a business like that. However, the downside is that you need a lot of marketing for people to know your brand and to know that you exist. And you also need to know the logistics of it. How are you going to get the product to the Amazon, to the Takealot, and how are you going to get the products to your client? Now, to do this for your business venture, go and grab a pen and paper and start answering these questions. Number one, understand your customers. Who are they and what do they prefer and how do they prefer to buy from you? Also look at the market. What are your competitors doing and what are the current trends?